Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking to a mom who changed her life by getting organized. Have you been looking enviously at other people who are organized, thinking that can never be you? Do you believe that organizing is a skill you are born with and you cannot learn? Are you ready to begin organizing but would like to hear how a real person did it? Let's continue our month on getting organized with this week's bonus episode.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
All right, everyone, I'm really excited about today's guest. You know, a lot of times I will complain about social media and it drives me nuts, which it does at times. But I met today's guest on social media on Instagram. She's nuts on Instagram. If I post once a day, I'm super excited, but she just posts a lot. And I learn her story by what she posts. And it was really inspiring because she talked about how organizing and decluttering changed her life. So I thought she would be a great guest for today. And that way, I think it's really important, because I will get emails from people saying they've been spending years trying to do this. And it doesn't matter. Begin now. Begin in this moment and you can make the change. It doesn't matter what happened in the past if you've been trying for 20 years. So I use a quote unquote, you can't see me if you're listening to the podcast, but real person, meaning, you know, we sometimes see these people and think, well, they do it. It's their job. It's their living. It's Martha. It's whomever. And it doesn't matter. You can choose anything you put your mind to. Nikki Horn is a stay-at-home wife and mother from South Florida. She discovered her love for organizing, decluttering, and decorating at a very young age, but it wasn't until just recently that she had her aha moment. Welcome, Nikki.
Hey, Julie. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to doing this interview with you.
Well, I'm excited. I think you're going to really inspire viewers today. So let's start with that. What prompted you to get organized?
Well, like you said, I have always been organized. I'm doing my little air quotes, as you say. It was weird for me. Like, as a kid, I was always really organized. When other kids were out playing, I was like tidying up my room and rearranging furniture, and everything had its place. But until very recently, I realized I was organizing all kinds of stuff that I just didn't need.
Okay, let's stop there for a second, because in one of the previous episodes, I talked about your aha moment, and I'm like, someone's going to share this. So I think this is really important. So let's talk about this and we'll get further on. So you were organizing things that you didn't need. I think that that is such a huge aha moment. So talk a little bit more in depth about that.
I realized I was organizing stuff I really didn't need, or stuff that I was holding on to for maybe one day, or, oh, I don't know if I want to get rid of this. I might use it. It might come in handy. You know, those just in case items, or those things that we use once a year. I probably had 12 bins of Christmas stuff up in my attic. And that was a really big thing for me, because my poor husband would be climbing up the ladder every year, pulling down all these bins, and I would sift through them, and I would use maybe two of the bins in total of what was, you know, of these. And then I'm having them put all the stuff back up there. And every year we would go through the same thing. And, you know, these bins are not light. They were full, very full of stuff that we collected over God only knows how many years, you know, 15 to 20 years, probably even more. So this year I was just like, why do I have all this? Why am I keeping it? I never use it. It's ridiculous. And I get really stressed out when there's clutter or if things don't look tidy. So I had a really good way of hiding stuff away. Everything was neat and in baskets and in bins and labeled, but it was just stuff I just didn't need.
That's great that you were able to do that. So if someone out there listening, what would you say to them about that aha moment that you're just organizing stuff that you don't really use or need?
Well, this is the thing. I realized that my son was becoming a little bit of a pack rat. And I would go in his room, and his room overwhelmed me. And I went in there, and he was keeping like boxes from his Legos because he wanted to have the picture of what it was supposed to look like. Or he would, you know, and I'm like, buddy, why are you keeping all this? Oh, I want this or I want that. And so I, you know, I had a talk with him, and I realized he was kind of doing the same thing I was doing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really keeping every box, but I mean, I looked in my closet and I had all these packages from old cell phones or shoe boxes that we didn't need, all these boxes that contained boxes. It was ridiculous. You know, I read something somewhere that says your home, it should be your more like your, it's not a storage space.
It's a sanctuary.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Your home is your sanctuary, not your storage space. And everyone that would always come to visit me would always say, oh my gosh, you're so organized. You're so organized. But the truth is, I was just organizing, again, stuff I didn't really need. So it just felt really, really good to start getting rid of stuff. We started, I think, back in May, because we wanted to park two cars in our garage, not just one.
Hey, that's a huge, I just did a class on that, and that's 32% don't park one car in the garage, and I think 25% don't park any car in the garage.
Yeah, but a lot of my friends don't park in their garage, and when they come to my house, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so organized. I wish I could park in my garage. And I would always think, so clean it out.
Right. So when you finally were like, okay, I'm tired of organizing stuff I really don't need, did you all start with the garage?
Well, we did, because my husband got a new car and he didn't want to park in the driveway, and he didn't want me to park in the driveway. And I've always parked in the garage. I mean, I took so much stuff to Goodwill. We put so much stuff by the road, and we realized, boy, that was really easy. We had no attachment to any of it. Mm-hmm. We would move stuff to the garage and forget about it. And it was organized. It looked nice, but we didn't need it.
That's wonderful. And the garage, especially as basements and attics, can become what I like to call the land of delayed decisions. Mm-hmm. Because when you put it in there, you're not going to make a decision. And because if you're like, okay, I'll just use this as storage. And then like you did, you just didn't park one of the cars in the garage every year. But when you couldn't decide, okay, well, I'll just put it there and we'll keep it there. It looks neat. So technically it's organized.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you found have been, well, first I want to say I love the aha moment with your child, because I think that we model our behavior to our children and they pick it up whether or not we see it, or it's a moment like you have, like, oh, I can see where he's kind of picking up on what I do. And I think it's so important to start kids as early as possible to teach them to be able to let go of things, because if they learn that as a child, it makes it much easier when they're an adult.
Yeah. And you know, his room wasn't necessarily dirty, but he was holding on to a bunch of stuff he didn't need, and he knew right where everything was. So for him, it was organized. But for me, I'm like, why do you have all these empty boxes? What are we keeping this stuff for?
Yeah.
You know? So it was a good thing for both of us. And I think it really cut down on my stress a lot, and his too. It's really helped the whole house.
So when you started this process, you obviously did it with your son, and I know you have another son and your husband. So you, what advice would you have for people to get the entire family organized? Because I feel like so many times the women tend to take charge and have the burden fall on that. And I'm a huge believer of getting everyone in the family involved. So what are your suggestions for getting all family members in the process?
That's not always super easy. Not everyone is like me that has been organizing since 10 years old. It's just something that I love to do, and not everyone is like that. So for me, when I would go to the kids, my boys have been willing to donate stuff. They've been doing it from a very young age. Mm-hmm. So I would tell them before birthdays or Christmas, we got to get rid of some stuff because we got to make room for some new stuff. But I would always include them in the decisions. And I don't just go in their room and take their stuff and get rid of it.
Good.
I think that's a terrible idea. But as they're getting older, they're seeing how much good it really can do. And then I do little games with them as well. Like I did a challenge in the month of January, I think it was. I said, if you can donate an item a day for 31 days at the end of the month, you can spend your gift card. Because they got gift cards for Christmas.
Okay.
But I'm not going to let them keep bringing more stuff into this house. So they did. I didn't nag them. I told them at the beginning of the month, you can participate or not. And they were willing. I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff they were bringing me, like weird little rubber bracelets and bouncy balls and stuff that they, you know, just stuff that, piles up. They didn't need it.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Now, how about getting your husband on board because of the new car? He was probably like, okay, I want to get my car in the garage. So that might have been his motivation to get going on it, to get organized.
Yeah, he's pretty tidy. He's pretty organized. He has a workbench and he's got the whole, you know, cork board thing out there with the holes, the pegboard, I should say.
Pegboard, yeah.
It's very organized. Sometimes he doesn't put stuff back where it belongs and that can drive me a little nuts, but I kind of look at it like that's his area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. The house, for the most part, it's pretty tidy all the time. I'm not a super
perfectionist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Done for me is better than perfect. And I want it to be a system that everyone can keep up with.
Share some thoughts about that. What were some things that you did that makes it easy for the family?
Well, I label everything. I should take a stock in like a label company or something because I have labels on everything. And when the kids were little, I labeled their bins with a photo of the, you know, instead of writing, you know, and for the kids, their stuff has to be at eye level, you know, and as they get older, not so much, it can raise up higher, but I think that you just have to find a system that works for you. I have done my pantry. I can't even tell you how many times. If people sometimes will do something and then when it stops working for them, they don't want to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can't operate like that. If something is no longer working for me, I have to make adjustments to it because that can very quickly become a problem for me.
Absolutely. So what were some of the challenges you found when either decluttering or getting organized, either for you or the family or that you saw the boys might have been challenged in?
Oh, they would just lose things and couldn't find them anywhere. And then who has to find the stuff in the house? Mom, right? I'm like the detective, I swear. I'm like wife, mom, and the finder of things. I say that all the time. Or a referee. I'm a little referee here too. You know, mommy. So I say to myself, if I were a remote control, where would I be?
Oh my gosh. You know what? We do that. We do that with my mother. And that's how we find things. And we're adult kids and that's when we're at our house. That's how we say it. That's so funny. I didn't think anyone else did that.
Oh yeah. And I go in their room. I lift up their blanket. There it is. Or I'll say, buddy, where did you go last? I went and got a snack. Open the pantry door. There's the remote control. Like they don't think to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And my son, the one that I've been working with mostly the older one, he gets super stressed out really fast. He, you know, mm-hmm. So if he misplaces something, he starts to freak out. And I'm like, calm down. It hasn't gone too far. It has to be here. We'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just really trying to work with him. And I have noticed that since we got his room in order, and my husband has really helped to organize his Legos too.
Well, those can be, if you are into Legos, my husband wants Legos. I'm like, no, I think for now we'll just kind of not have them. But I mean, they're cool. I think it's a great, it uses imagination. I think it's mm-hmm. a really good interactive toy. And instead of being on the Game Boy or whatever they play these days, I think that's really wonderful. So what advice would you have for people who are struggling just to get started? Because for some people, you kind of have always been that way, but
right.
Sometimes just taking that first step is the hardest thing to do.
And that's what I hear a lot from a lot of my friends. You're so organized. I just don't even know where to begin. And I tell them, just start somewhere. I don't care if it's your junk drawer or your pantry or a dresser, a closet. You have to just start somewhere. I tend to, like I said, start in a high traffic area. My pantry, mm-hmm. I've done so many times over and over again. Whatever area bothers you the most, I think that's the area that you should start with because you will get it done and you will be so happy with your results and so proud of yourself. And that's what will get that momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think you're going to get your whole entire house decluttered and organized in a day or in a weekend. Because like I said, we've been doing this since May, deep decluttering since May.
Yeah.
And I have an ongoing bin in my garage, a huge bin, one of my empty 12 bins that we went from 12, I'm down to 2 now. I
Excellent.
Donated all of that. And so I have an empty bin out there and the kids know right where it is. My husband, every time he puts a shirt on that's too big or a pair of pants, he's like, where does this go? I'm like, you know where the bin is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. It's just nice to have a system. And like I said, the kids are getting older, so they're more aware of the reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it to help themselves, but they're also doing it to, you know, donate to other people that we're not getting use out of these items. We're not really using them. We don't need them. We can bless someone else with the items that we don't need.
Absolutely. Now talk a little bit about the benefits that you've received from doing this purging and organizing for you and your family. What have they shared that, how has it changed your life?
I have so much more time because I am not cleaning nearly as much. I'm not dusting as much. I'm not going, okay, which bin was that one thing in? And then I'm digging through 10 bins, even though they were labeled. If you have 10 bins that all say Christmas on them, you know, you're digging through 10 of them, where now I have the stuff that I absolutely love and that I use. Time is very precious to me. And it also helped me by decluttering. I realized I was doing a lot of other unnecessary things in my life. I was committing to a lot of things and doing a lot of things, you know, not only decluttering my home, I started decluttering my life as well. Mm-hmm. Commitments and stuff I didn't want to do. And it really has just changed. It's been a big lifestyle change. So Absolutely. For me, it was definitely more than just getting organized. It was about like my mind, freeing all that stress and clutter from my mm-hmm. mind.
When you work on the outside, it changes the inside and vice versa. I've been saying that for years and I believe that because it's for me, my clients, you. I mean, that's why I like having someone like you on, because they're like, oh yeah, Julie, blah, blah, blah. You just say that because that's what you do. No, it's real.
And that's why I love your podcast. And I was like, as soon as I found it, I was like, oh my gosh, there is such a connection between the two. I never realized it, but anytime I was stressed out or feeling overwhelmed, that's what I would do. I'd grab a box or a laundry basket or a garbage bag, and I would just start filling it up. And then when I would look around and I would see results in my house, I would just be like, I would feel calmer.
Absolutely.
And it's so true.
How about, have your kids commented? Have it made a change for them or your husband? Have they noticed anything different?
I think they notice, but they're like, whatever, just whatever makes you happy. Happy wife, happy life, right?
Right, exactly. I've got that sign in my kitchen. Absolutely.
They don't, like I said, I don't force my kids to get rid of anything that they don't want to get rid of. I always include them. I always leave it up to them. I mean, unless they come out of their bedroom dressed for school and their pants are 3 inches too short, it's time to let those go. But as far as their toys and, you know, stuff like that, they're always included in the decisions. I'll lay clothes out on the bed for my husband that I don't necessarily think he looks wonderful in, or if they're way too big, or he brings mm-hmm. home way too many t-shirts from work, but I will not get rid of anything without anyone's permission.
Good.
That's a bad idea. I definitely think that people would resent other family members for doing that. And I mean, as a kid, I had some stuff, people got rid of my stuff. And that's not something.
Yeah, I'm 1,000% agreement with you. I would never get rid of anything without anyone's permission.
Right, right. Yeah. So,
losing money because you aren't organized? Tired of spending hours looking for things? Stressed out? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Now, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you get to do it today. So the take actions from today's podcast.
My number one thing is you just have to start. Whatever it is, whatever bothers you the most, whatever area it is, your high traffic area, start there, because like I said, immediate results are going to make you have that momentum and you're just going to feel really good. And take before and after pictures. I think that's a great idea. And share with your friends, you know, or get a buddy that is unorganized or needs to declutter too, and have fun with it. Do not go out and buy baskets or bins or containers. Don't do that, because in my experience, and probably in yours too, Julie, when you start decluttering and getting rid of stuff, you are going to have an excess of bins and baskets and containers. So save that, like if you're going to make purchases, save it for the very end, because most likely you have everything, you have more than what you actually need. So yeah, don't go out and buy any baskets or bins. You have more than enough. And then my last thing is, like, there, I personally don't think that there is any right way or wrong way to organize. You have to find a system that works for you. My pantry, my dresser drawers, my closet probably looks, it may look similar to yours, Julie, but it probably doesn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to find a system that works for you. And like I said, I've redone things in my house several times, because when they stop working for me, that's what kind of causes my like anxiety or stress, or I start getting frustrated because I can't find something. And don't let that go. If that's continually bothering you, I think just redo it. Don't be afraid to keep trying. Like, if plan A doesn't work, there's what, 25 other letters in the alphabet. Yeah, keep going. Exactly. Don't give up. Just keep trying. There's no right or wrong way.
Fantastic. And I'm with you. You've got to, it has to be individual. You know, I'm surprised Martha Stewart hasn't come after me, because she's an example I use. You know, she's unrealistic for most people. And just because she does it, don't feel like you have to do it like her. It has to completely fit with your lifestyle and how you do things.
Yeah. I see a lot of these Pinterest kitchens and Pinterest bathrooms, and they are gorgeous, but they would not work for me. I cannot put away my appliances every morning after I'm done using them and then pull them back out. You know, the toasters and the coffee pots or whatever, the blenders, I use them. I'm not going to keep putting them away. And, you know, aesthetically it's pretty, sure, but that wouldn't work for me.
Right. You have to be realistic.
Right. Exactly. And then, you know, another thing is my boys, I understand that they're individuals. So as long as their room isn't a total heap of a mess, I'm not too hard on them. Mm-hmm. I can close the door.
Yeah. I think you should give kids leeway, a little bit leeway in their room. You know, they've got to learn things, and I think that that's really good. Now, is there anything else any final thoughts you'd like to share, or anything that I haven't asked that you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to share this?
No, not really. I would just really encourage people to just get started, because in doing this, I have really found much more peace in my life. It's the oddest thing, but really, when you start decluttering your home and you realize that you can get rid of stuff and you don't need stuff, you also realize that there's a lot of not just physical belongings that you don't need, but there's a lot of maybe unnecessary relationships that you don't need, or commitments that your calendar. I mean, I used to fill my calendar up. I had no blank spaces on my calendar, and I absolutely love having a blank calendar now, because that's more time for me and my family. So
that's what's important.
Exactly. And I control my time. I can't blame anyone else if I'm all stressed out and overbooked and overwhelmed, because I put all that on my calendar. So I've realized a lot in doing all of this.
I think it's wonderful. That's why I wanted to have you on to share. Now, Nikki, how can people find out about you? Tell them about your Instagram account, blog, whatever you'd like to share.
Okay, so I'm on Instagram at Nikki the Neat Freak. And it's N-I-C-K-I, Nikki the Neat Freak. Or just type in Nikki Horn and it will probably come right up that way. Also, I have a blog. And I don't know, do you put that in your show notes?
I can put a link if I have your link. Yeah, I can put that in the show notes.
Okay, so I'll just have you put that in the show notes then, because it'd be a lot to spell out.
Okay, then that we will have those in the show notes.
Okay.
All right, everyone. On April 10th, I'm doing a special decluttering summit. I don't have all the details, but it's April 10th. It's live. You can call in and ask questions, and you can find out closer to the date at reawakenyourbrilliance.com more information. All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate you having me on. I'll see you on Instagram.
See you on Instagram, most definitely.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. On next week's episode, we're going to have some fun as I talk about repurposing to get organized. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.